Let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned a machlekes regarding ha'reini nazir min achar tzanim, where a person expresses his intent to take on only one feature of a nazir. Reb Shimon holds, ein achayev ad sheyadur mikulam. He does not become a nazir unless he specifies all features of naziris, oibestama, or as Tesis says, if he does not specify any features at all. He learns this out from the pasuk which states, from all grape products. And Tesis explains that the word mikol indicates all other features as well, such as tiklachas, not to cut his hair, and tuma, not to become tummy mace. The Chacham hold afilu le'nazir ele b'chad min ha'in have a nazir. Even when he specifies just one feature, he becomes a nazir for all features. Because the pasuk adds the words miyayin v'sheicha yazir begoimer to teach that he can become a nazir even if he expresses only one feature. The Gemara goes on to explain that according to the Chacham, the word mikol teaches al isuri nazir shemitzar from zemze. A nazir is punished with malchus even if he eats a combined shear of several grape products. However, Reb Shimon less late tziruf. Reb Shimon does not need any pasuk to teach this because, as the Braisa teaches, the Tanya Reb Shimon oimer. Shimon holds that a nazir is punished with malchus even if there was no shear at all, because he holds that a shear is only for the requirement of a carbon, but not for malchus. Now, regarding the pasuk miyayin v'sheicha yazir, the Gemara explains that the Chacham hold that both words yayin v'sheicha are superfluous. Therefore, they say that one teaches that afil lo nazir ele b'chad minhayin have a nazir, and the other word teaches lesser yayin mitzvah ki yayin harishus. A nazir is prohibited to drink all wines, even when it is a mitzvah. As the Gemara explains, shvu she'eshte, v'chazav al mahareini nazir, asti naziris chayla al shvua. If he made a shvu to drink wine, and then he became a nazir, the naziris overrides the shvu in that he may not drink the wine. However, Reb Shimon holds that the word yayin teaches lesser yayin mitzvah ki yayin harishus, and the word sheicher is needed lalufei sheicher sheicher lemikdash, to form a gzeres shava with the word sheicher from our pasuk of miyayin v'sheicha yazir to the word sheicher from the pasuk regarding the prohibition for kahanim to drink wine in the Beis HaMikdash. Yayin v'sheicher al teisht atu v'necha itcha. This gzeres shava teaches that ma gabi nazir yayin hu delitzer av gabi mikdash na miyayin hu delitzer. Just as by a nazir only wine from grapes is prohibited, so too for a kain in the Beis HaMikdash avol shar mashkin ha-mishtakar loy, but not for other alcoholic beverages. However, Behuda disagrees and holds that a kohen is liable for any alcoholic foods. Zak the Mishnah, Hareini keshimshin keben menoyach kebal delayla. If a person states, I take on to be like Shimshin, and like Menoyach's son, and like Delilah's husband, or kemisha akar dalsas Aza, like the person who uprooted the gates of Aza, or kemisha nikar plishtim es enav, like the one whose eyes were gouged out by the Pelishtim, Harez a Nazir Shimshin. He becomes a Nazir like the Naziris of Shimshin Agibar. Tesis explained that if he states only Hareini Kishimshin or Hareini Keben Menoyach, he does not become a Nazir. Shimshin because Ikalimite Bachrina, this might refer to another person, as opposed to when he states only Kabal Delayla or Kemisha Akar Dalsis Aza or Kemisha Nikar Plesht Mesenov, he does become a Nazir Shimshin because Lekalimite Achrina, this cannot be referring to another person. Zak the Mishnah, but before we can begin this Mishnah, the Gemara explains that we must insert these words and begin the Mishnah as follows. Ha'oimer ha'reini nazir oilam ha'reiz a nazir. If a person states, I take on to become a nazir my whole life, he becomes a nazir oilam. Then the Mishnah asks, ma be nazir oilam le nazir shimshin, what are the distinctions between a nazir oilam and a nazir shimshin? The Mishnah answers, nazir oilam hech bed tzairoi mekel betar u'mevi shalosh behemis. Vem nitma, maybe carbon tumma. A nazir oilam may trim his hair with a razor whenever it becomes burdensome. But each time he does this, he is required to bring three karbanos as a nazir tar. Also, a nazir oilam may not become tamei mace, and if he did become tamei, he is required to three karbanos of a nazir tamei. However, nazir shimshin, hich betzaroi ene mekel, vem nitma ene maybe carbon tumma. A nazir shimshin may never trim his hair at all. But on the other hand, he may become tamei mace. The Gemara then goes on to show that our Mishnah concurs with Rabbi Yehuda, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nazir Shemshin Mutter L'Tam L'Meis, Shekei Metina B'Shemshin Shenitma. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a person may take on a Nazir Shemshin, in which he is even permitted L'Ketchila to become a Tam L'Meis. A Shemshin HaGiber, who we find became Tami intentionally. However, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ha'im Nazir Shemshin Lo Yomar Klum, Shalem Metina B'Shemshin Sheyatzas Naziris Mipiv. Shimon disagrees and says a person cannot take on a Nazir Shemshin, because Shemshin HaGiber's case was unique, since he did not become a Nazir through a nether, only through the command of a Malach. Their machlikis is based on the halacha of Hatfasa B'Dav HaNadr. The Gemara Masechet in the Dharma Daf Yud Gimel says, when a person makes a nether through Hatfasa, by associating it with a prohibited item, the nether is only effective if he was matfis with a Davar HaNadr, an item that was originally prohibited through a nether. However, the nether is not effective if he was matfis with a Davar HaAsr, an item that is prohibited by the Torah, in other words, without the use of a nether. This is learned out from the double expression of nether in the pasuk of Ish ki yider nether l'Hashem, which teaches Achiyadr b'davar hanader. Rabbi Huda holds, a person can become a Nazir Shimshin because le'be'inu davar hanader. A nether is effective even when he was matfis with a davar ha'aser. While Rabbi Shimon holds, he cannot become a Nazir Shimshin because be'inu davar hanader. A nether is only effective when he was matfis with a davar hanader. However, Nazir Shimshin was initiated through a malach, not through a nether. The Gemara goes on to suggest that this machlokes, if be'inun hatfasa davar hanader or not, is possibly the same as in Masechtas Nedarim. The case over there is when someone says harei lai kibachar, he takes an item and states, this should be to me as a bachar behema, which is hatfasa davar ha'asr, since the bachar becomes hektish in the mother's womb and not through a nether. Rabbi Yaakov Eiser. Rabbi Yaakov says the nether is effective and the kikar is prohibited. Rabbi Yossi Matzer, Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says that the nether is not effective. The Gemara at this point believed that the reason behind this machlekes is the same as in our Gemara, which is if be'inan hatfasa b'davar hanader or not. Rabbi Yaakov, who says the nether is effective even though it is a davar ha'aser, holds lo be'inan hatfasa b'davar hanader and would concur with Rabbi Huda. While Rabbi Yossi, who says that it is not effective nether, holds be'inan hatfasa b'davar hanader, concurs with Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara answers that this, however, is not the case. The Kuli Alma be'inan davar hanader. Both Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yossi agree with Rabbi Shimon that a neder is only effective when he was matvasit with a davar hanader. They both learned this out from the double expression neder in the pasuk of Ish ki yider neder l'Hashem. However, Rabbi Yaakov holds that the word l'Hashem here, which really is extra, teaches that a bachar, which is kodesh l'Hashem, may also be used as a hatfasa. He holds that this is so because even with the Bechar, there is still a mitzvah for the owner, l'hakdishay. On the other hand, Rabbi Yossi holds that the word l'Hashem is needed for the basic halacha that a carbon l'Hashem can be used as a hatfasa. And he challenges Rabbi Yaakov and says that even though mitzvah Allah l'hakdishay by Bechar, however, Eloi makdish le'mila kaddish, even if no one was mekaddish, the Bechar is still kaddish. The Gemara concludes that according to Rabbi Shimon, a Nazir Shimshin cannot be considered as a davar hanider because the declaration that Shimshin will be a lifelong Nazir was made by a malach and not by a man. Agamar towards the end of the daf presented the heartwarming story of a young man who declared himself a Nazir because he felt that his beautiful hair was pulling to evil inclinations. Upon hearing this, Shimon HaTzadik, who never ate from a Nazir's carbon, declared this case an exception. He kissed the young man on his head and said, Kamoyscha yirbu nazirim b'Yisrael, and that alecha kasav aimer ish kiyafle linda neder nazir lahazir l'Hashem, since this man's intentions were entirely l'shem Shemayim.